Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, The Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter. Hunter's here.
Thanks, man. Appreciate
it. He's a little hungover this morning. It's all right.
A little?
I'm effing dying, man. I actually said that the last time I was just violently hungover. I, as you said, I'm effing dying. I looked at Kiki. I'm like, this is it. This is how I go right here. This is how I feel. This is death warmed over. Oh, my sweet God. Yeah. Yeah.
Sweet mother of God. I feel like trash. But you know what? A couple glasses of water.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll be all right.
You know?
Yeah. Change that tampon. You'll be okay. Folks,
I just wish I had an IV station. You know, like at your basement or in your house, you could just hook it up. You feel good all the time.
Can't you buy those? I thought you could buy IVs. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe it's something you got. We'll see. Either way.
Well, if I can Amazon an IV station at my house.
I'm dying. Give me an IV station. Well, you're just going to have to muscle through sports here, and then you can take a little break. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridge with Bud Light, Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzers. They got some other great products coming up, so you can enjoy them responsibly while you listen to Hunter complain about being hungover. How about that?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to complain some more because apparently our sports guy, I don't know what he's doing this morning. Doesn't have any sports. And my other source of sports is basically repeating everything we talked about yesterday some reason. I'm kind of screwed here this morning. I'm going to have you dig, but I do have a story here real quick that I can talk about. If you're looking for something to root for with this upcoming NCAA basketball tournament, root for overtime. Buffalo Wild Wings offering customers 6 free boneless wings if they place an order within 30 minutes of the end of the game.
Oh.
See, hang on. I read this like 7 times, and I still don't understand it. So root for this NCAA basketball. This is word for word. NCAA basketball tournament coming up. Root for overtime. Buffalo Wild Wings is offering customers 6 free boneless wings if they place an order within 30 minutes of the end of the game. What game? Any game? There's a lot of games. What does that mean? Like so, 30 minutes?
Yeah, when there's 30 minutes left on the game, if you order wings, you get wings?
I guess.
I feel like
what does it even mean?
We're overcomplicating this, is what I feel is kind of where I'm at with this. I'm not 100% sure though. I'll be honest with you, buddy.
Well, they need to really explain themselves a little bit better. Yeah. What does that mean? 30 minutes before the end of the game.
Yeah.
Like exactly?
I think
or
so.
Within 30 minutes? It says within 30 minutes.
So 30 minutes till the end. If you order the wings, you get.
I still don't get it.
Oh, what? Okay. That makes sense. So let's say you order a cheeseburger. There's 30 minutes. There's 25 minutes left in the game. You get the cheeseburger. You also get the wings. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess.
This is the worst sports report we've ever
had. I don't know. Things are pissing me off lately, and this one kind of pisses me off. Yeah, we're just going to get free boneless wings out whenever we feel. You know, I don't know.
I can tell you're hungover because a story like that shouldn't make you angry. It's just wings.
I know.
It's free wings.
It's free. Yeah, why does it make me angry? You know what?
F you and your free effing wings, bro. I don't want them.
You can take those wings and you can. Moving on here, man. We talked about this yesterday a little bit. Fans of Chicago Bears, you guys know. Seahawks, keeping Russell Wilson. Andy Dalton, the big red rocket, man, coming to Chicago.
What if he just kills it? What if he just gets to Chicago, lights it the F up, man? You know?
I mean, I hope he does, dude. The people of Chicago really do. They deserve.
Well, here's what is going on now in the NFC North, okay? You got Aaron Rodgers. Dope. Fantastic. MVP of the 2020 season. Then you have Kirk Cousins, who's a choke artist. Sorry, Vikings fans. Actually, I'm not sorry, Vikings fans. I hate the Vikings. Then you have Jared Goff for the Lions. And then you got Andy Dalton for the Bears. Like, what? All right. I'll take it. The Packers got 6 easy games this year. Fantastic.
God,
man.
A bunch of JV games. You're going to be happy. You're going to be so happy next year.
6 guaranteed wins at least, you know? That's good. That's good stuff. Yeah. So,
you Packers, just pick the right division.
Yeah. We're finally getting that sweet Tom Brady gimme games that he's had for so many years. It's great. It's fantastic.
The mulligans, right?
The mulligans, exactly. We got the NFL mulligans right here. But, all right. Is there anybody other than Russell that you think could have went to the Bears to give him a chance?
I would have played. I would have volunteered.
Hunter's finally ready to suit up. It's Hunter's time.
You know? I picked up a pigskin the other day. I was feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
I wasn't running, though. That's the problem.
Hey, it's Hunter's time. You did your work. You paid your dues. Now it's Hunter's time, all right?
Now it's Hunter's time.
And he's not going to let some freak redheaded sideshow come in and steal all the glory, is he?
You know that word for word.
Damn right. Damn right I do.
So I'm just going to need another hour to dig for some more sports. So that's what you get for the 6 o'clock hour, right?
Good enough for me, man. Honestly, that was one of my most favorite sports we've ever done. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Thing that rocks.
Yeah, right. Good morning.
Yeah, yeah.
725, Brock Hunter.
What up, kid?
All right. Last hour's sports was riveting. All right. I know you had a bunch of great stuff. So you set the bar pretty high. Do you think you can match your last sports report? I don't know if you can. It was pretty amazing.
There's not much. Maybe we should just shoot some free throws for sports this morning and call it a day, because
we'll do a little around the world for sports.
Well, first off, our email's down, I believe. So we don't have any, the sports that our sports guy usually emails over.
Yeah.
And now I'm looking through all these other sources that I have, and woo, it's a light day, boy.
Not going on. And we might actually have to talk about spring training for baseball. We'll see.
I don't even have that. Well, that's usually in his email.
Let's see what Hunter can drum up here. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with Bud Light, Michelob, Ultra Organic Seltzer. A lot of great products coming up for the summer so you can enjoy responsibly. All right?
They are delicious. I'll tell you that much.
Delicious.
Had a couple of them last night.
Quit stalling for time. Read it.
All right. If you're looking for something to root for with this upcoming NCAA basketball tournament, root for overtime. Buffalo Wild Wings offering customers 6 free boneless wings if they place an order within 30 minutes of the end of the game, which still I don't get. We talked about it all last sports.
I think you're overthinking it. Basically, if you order something with 30 minutes to the end of the game, so let's say there's 15 minutes left and you order a quesadilla, okay? They're going to give you 6 boneless wings along with that you don't have to pay for.
Wow. Every game, huh?
I guess so.
Yeah, a lot of games.
Does that count for every game that's on TV? Because if there's like, 4 games going on, is that then 24 wings that you get? But you got to order 4 other things.
Hmm. It's interesting. I don't know, but maybe we should go to get some boneless wings. What if you ordered wings and then you just kind of walked out and walked back in? What about that?
I don't know the rules on it. They have rules. You're overthinking this, buddy. I feel like we're overthinking this whole concept.
Why are you mad about both free boneless wings?
You're being very aggressive about boneless wings, and I don't understand.
Explain yourself!
My grandpa choked on a boneless wing and died. That's why I don't like talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah. We touched on this yesterday about Russell Wilson saying, to Chicago. And Andy Dalton, Red Rocket, said yes. So, you Bears fans out there, once again.
Dude, it's good.
Have they ever had a good quarterback? Like a solid, like the quarterback carries the team. They've never had that.
No, because if you even go back to like the 85 Bears, which Bears fans love talking about, Jim McMahon.
It was their defense. Patrick Mahomes.
No, God, no. I'm trying to think if they've ever had anybody like that. I mean, Cutler's in a league all his own. I mean, any guy that can smoke a cigarette while throwing a football.
It's a gunslinger smoking. See Chicago. That's the type of guys you get all the time.
Yeah.
That's why no QBs want to go to Chicago, because they're like, Cutler was playing there. Yeah. He smoked cigs, and
how am I supposed to fill those shoes? It's impossible.
I don't know. I just feel one of these days Lions have got to be first. Lions deserve some good players first off, and then we'll go over to Chicago. It's just area right here. I don't know.
I mean, the Lions literally, their one shining hope of Stafford, he's gone. You know, where's Stafford go again?
Stafford went to L.A., right? No, he didn't go to L.A. He went, where did Stafford go? Why can't I think of this right now? People are screaming at their radio.
Where did Matt Stafford go? Oh, we'll figure this out. Yeah, he got traded to the Rams.
Yeah, it was L.A., wasn't it?
Yeah, well, that's right. So they traded Stafford for Goff.
That's right. Duh. Moron.
No.
Come on, you're the sports guy here, for God's sake.
Yeah, this is great.
Hey, you know what? Before you embarrass me any further, I'm just going to wrap things up here. This is all we got, guys.
I could read some
headlines from the score. Curry exits win over Rockets with tailbone contusion.
No. You've done enough. You've done enough. Yeah, that's good. That's good. We'll just wrap it up.
LeBron, my goal is to own an NBA team.
Good for you, LeBron. Good job, buddy. Hey, try not blowing the new Space Jam first, all right? Let's worry about that, LeBron, before you start talking about buying other teams.
Which they do have some new footage from that you can view.
Did you hear that they're going to make Lola Bunny less sexy?
Oh, dude, I mean, are you surprised? Are you surprised?
I mean,
with everything that's going on. Hey, you know what? Frosty the Snowman doesn't wear pants and he smokes a pipe. Well, Karens find that out.
Look at him. He's got his dogger out and he's smoking a pipe. but yeah, they're going to make Lola Bunny less sexy, which, I mean, I don't know about you, but she gave me some confusing thoughts. She really did.
As a cartoon. Yeah, that's confusing.
She's a babe, man. Total babe. Mm. Anyway. Hell, even Bugs Bunny and drag gave me some confusing thoughts, man.
All right, you weirdo. Let's wrap this up, for God's sake.
Weird. All right, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.